Listening, Unit 12, page 154. See.
You will hear someone talking about a project on an alternative form of fuel. For questions 1 to 8, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
For decades now, we've been warned that fossil fuels are running out and that alternative forms of generating energy must be found. A recent project that caught my attention is being put to the test by students from Middlebury College in Vermont. They call themselves the Project Biobus Team and plan to travel over 24,000 kilometres in their veggie-fueled biobus. Their aim is to prove that using biodiesel, a fuel derived from vegetable oil, could be the way forward. Their bus, which is powered solely by biodiesel, is like an ordinary school bus, apart from the fact that it has been painted with eye-catching scenes of cornfields. The team take the bus to schools, colleges, and other institutions to demonstrate that biodiesel can be used in bus fleets, which usually burn diesel, without any modifications needed to the buses. So where does biodiesel come from? During their trip, the team make frequent stops at fast food restaurants for refueling. They take used vegetable oil from deep fat fryers and combine it with two other substances, lye and methanol. According to the team, this makes it a safe, renewable, clean-burning, domestically produced fuel. But the advantages don't stop there. Schools that jump on the bandwagon and convert to biodiesel won't have to make any major changes to the way they operate, but will drastically cut the harmful emissions that come from their buses, and will be less dependent on increasingly expensive oil. Biodiesel is so easy to produce that the team are able to demonstrate the production process to students in school science labs. So, not only are they made aware of the alternative energy form, but they get a practical chemistry lesson too. The team members claim that this is a part of their work that school students love. And if they can win over the next generation, then it's more likely that this alternative form of fuel will be widely used in the future. While on the road, the team members divide up their duties to ensure that everything runs smoothly. Their tasks range from driving the bus, locating fuel stops, giving interviews and presentations at schools and colleges, researching and answering questions posted on their website, and making the necessary preparations for future exhibitions that they will attend. This hectic schedule means that they're often up before dawn and don't stop until after midnight. But that's a small price to pay if they can convince institutions to follow their example and switch to biodiesel.